Om Shanti. 30th June 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you be a constant yogi and a constant server and serve with your activity and your face. Constantly maintain the awareness that you are one out of a handful of multi-million souls who know the Father and who have found Him. Maintain this happiness and your face will become a mobile center for service. People will continue to receive the Father's introduction from your cheerful face. Bab Dada considers every child to be so worthy and capable. So, while moving along, while eating and drinking, and by doing the service of giving the Father's introduction through your behavior and face, you will easily become a constant yogi and a constant server. Baba is telling us to have the awareness. What awareness? That we are one out of a handful of multi-million souls who know the Father and who have found Him. When you maintain this happiness, then your face will become what? Mobile center for service. And continue to give Father's introduction through your cheerful face and through your behavior and face. You will easily become constant yogi and constant server. So Baba is telling us three things here. First is Smriti. First, to maintain the Smriti. What Smriti? That we are handful out of millions and multi-millions. That we are those chosen few who have known God and who have found God. So this Smriti is very important. Maintain this Smriti or this awareness. First is this. Second, your cheerful face. When you have this Smriti, there would be happiness. And second is your cheerful face. This cheerful face, this will make you a mobile center. Cheerful face will give Father's introduction. And third, your face and behavior, chehra and chalan. This chehra and chalan will make you nirantar yogi and nirantar sevadari. So these are the three things very much connected with each other. The first is maintain the Smriti, maintain the awareness. When Baba says Smriti, he doesn't mean just remembrance. We have two words, one is yad and another is remembrance. For yad we use the word remembrance, and for smriti we use the word awareness. Smriti, you can say, is the constant remembrance. Smriti is something which is also connected with memories. So smriti is a very strong word. To maintain this smriti, this awareness, this constant remembrance in your heart that we are not ordinary souls. We are those chosen few. We are those souls who have achieved God, who have found God, who have known God, who have understood Him. And He has remained a mystery in this five cycle, in this cycle of 5,000 years. So the first part is this Smriti. To maintain the Smriti that to maintain the smriti or this awareness that we are those chosen few. This smriti or this awareness will make us a mobile library, a mobile center. This is one thing. Second is the cheerful face. So Baba is telling us, with this cheerful face you can give Father's introduction. There are various ways of giving Baba's introduction, and the one which we use is speech. Baba is telling us to use face as a means of giving Baba's introduction. Because to give Father's introduction is something we need to change the belief system of the people's mindset. So it's not so easy that every time you give, every time you tell them by ways of means of speech that they will get convinced. It's very difficult sometimes to change somebody's belief system. So speech is one of the means, but Baba is telling one of the best means is your cheerful face, because that will make them think that in this world of sorrow and in this world of suffering, how can somebody remains cheerful all the time? How can somebody remains and maintains such an attitude of happiness? So then they will come to you, and then they will ask you, and then they will inquire, and their inquiry will lead to giving them Father's introduction or realization or experience. So cheerful face. And the third thing is again the same, face and behavior, chalan and chehra. This chalan and chehra will make you Nirantar Sevadari and Nirantar Yogi, a constant yogi and a constant server. So these are the three things from today's Vardhan, from today's blessing. May you be a constant yogi and a constant server, and serve with your activity and your face. Constantly maintain the awareness that you are one out of a handful of multi-million souls who know the Father and who have found Him. Maintain this happiness and your voice will become a mobile center for service. People will continue to receive the Father's introduction from your cheerful face. Bab Dada considers every child to be so worthy and capable. So whilst moving along, while eating and drinking, and by doing the service of giving the Father's introduction through your behavior and face, you will become a constant yogi and a constant server. There's a beautiful statement here. Baba considers every child to be so worthy and so capable. This is the ultimate optimism. No matter what children are doing, no matter how bitter they are, but look at Father's attitude, look at Baba's attitude. He says that all of you have all these three things. All of you are worthy, all of you are capable of doing this thing. Again, we'll go back. Maintain the smriti. So often whilst walking in this Brahmin life, we forget what we have achieved. To remind ourselves of our divine achievements, of our alaukik achievements, is one of the means and ways to stay happy all the time. And for this you need two things, silence and solitude. Go and sit in silence and churn. Go and sit in silence and remind yourself. This philosophy is known as, in psychology, self-remembering. Even those philosophers of the world who did not believe in God, who were out and out atheist, they talked of this word, self-remembering. This is a very beautiful word used by many of the philosophers of the world, most prominently Friedrich Nietzsche, most prominently George Gurdjieff, most prominently even by Bertrand Russell. These people, they did not believe in God. These people, but they did believe in self-remembering. They did believe in something which is known as Atma Chintan, Atma Manthan. go and sit and try to remember what you have achieved, what you have understood, what you are, who you are, where you are. So even Arthur Schopenhauer, in some of his speeches or in his articles, he has talked about self-remembering. So self-remembering is such an important thing. Sit alone, go in silence, go in solitude, and churn and think and cogitate and reflect and contemplate what I have achieved. What Baba calls this as smriti, awareness. So bring back this awareness that we have achieved something which is not ordinary, because everything seems ordinary when we see others, because all so many people have achieved. If you look at the world, just imagine this word God is a mystery. The whole world is confused about God. So many religions, about 4,200 religions. There are unnumbered religions, but 4,200 religions in the world. Out of them, some important are 300. Out of them, some of the prominent are 12. Out of them, some of the most important are 4. So these are the different religions of the world. And if you see, you will see conflicting philosophies about God. So Baba is telling us to maintain this first thing is smriti, this awareness that you have known God and you have found God. This is a very important thing. We forget whom we have found and we forget whom we have known. Since we are given the introduction that Baba is point of light, he is staying in Paramdham and he is coming in Brahma's body and he is speaking and giving knowledge, everything becomes ordinary. The suspense doesn't remain and it is broken. So first of all, think what the worldly people are doing. They are still searching and they are still moving from pillar to post, trying to achieve him, trying to know him, and there are fights in the name of religion. So first thing to do is to go in silence and do self-remembering. What I have achieved, what I have understood, what I have known. I have known God. Have I really known him? Have I really understood him, his nature, who is the mystery, who is the most secret actor of this whole drama? So I have understood him. To maintain this smriti itself will turn into your mobile center. One is the center where it's like a house. It's at one place where you go and then you are given Baba's introduction. Baba is telling us that you become a mobile center, you become a walking and talking center, Seva Kendra. That people see you and they see your happiness and they will come to you and they will ask you, what have you achieved? What have you known? What have you realized? What have you understood? What are your experiences? Why there is so much happiness with you? Why it is that you never wilt? While if you see the world, every face is depressed. If you see the world, every face is filled with unhappiness. Few days back there was a Murli where Baba said, not a single house is there where there is a peace. Baba has come as a guide. So there is no, it is a peaceless world where peace is broken into pieces. Peace is no more in the world. So maintain the smriti, that is the first thing. Then you become a mobile center. Second is, by your cheerful face give Father's introduction. One of the ways of giving introduction is sit and give course. Sit and explain them pradarshani or exhibition. Take them to the museum. Shout at the top of your lungs and tell them that Father has come, Father has come, Father has come. But that falls on their deaf ear. They are suffering from something which is known as spiritual deafness. There is something which is known as spiritual blindness. There is another thing which is spiritual deafness. Because it is so difficult to change their belief system. Suppose somebody is worshipping Hanumanji as God. How can you tell him that this is Shiva Baba, point of light is God. Then what about the different bhakti and what about the different aartis and paraphernalia of bhakti? You cannot. It's so difficult. Somebody is worshipping Ganesh and how you cannot, you tell him that Ganesh is not God, and because this has been, other religions have been doing the same thing. All the Islam, all the Muslim came into India and they came with sword in their hand and they broke all the temples and statues and they said that this idolatry, this is not God, God is there and Allah is the God. And Mahavir came and said, there's no need of God. And Buddha came and said, he is silent on God. What is the need of God? And Patanjali came in between and he said, God is one of the means. There are other means also, but he is one of the avalamban. He is one of the means. If you want to achieve the highest, you may take the help of God, you may not take the help of God. But you have to go through those eight limbs of Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dhyan, Dharana, Samadhi. You go through these means. If you want, you can take help of personal God. If you want. Otherwise, no need. You can achieve the highest without taking the help of God. While Buddha said, Buddha and Mahavira are totally against God. They said, no need at all. Patanjali is little compassionate. He said, okay, you may take the help of God. But then there are some of the theists, some of the believers in God, and they said only God alone. If you just study one Gita, there are about 1000 commentaries on Gita. And everybody has used Gita in his own ways. If you study Shankaracharya and his Gita, Shankaracharya says he uses Gita in his own way. He talks about sannyas. While the sermonizer of the Gita had no idea that he is talking about living in the world and doing karma yoga. But Shankaracharya is saying that give up karma even some places. So he is interpreting Gita absolutely in Advaitic ways. Madhavacharya is using his own ways. Ramanujacharya is using his own ways. Sridhar Swami is using his own way. One Gita and they are using so many different ways. And person is confused. What is the real Gita? So, that's why there is an utter confusion in the name of God. Every potter praises his own pot. So, Baba is saying a new way of giving introduction, and that is by your face, your behavior. By this only you can change their belief system, otherwise so difficult. For example, one last thing. There was a man in London, and he felt, or he believed so firmly that I am a dead body. I am dead. I am Pretatma. People explained to him, how can you be dead? You are eating, you are living, you are taking bath and you say you are dead. He says, even dead bodies do eat. Even dead can eat and dead can take bath. So he was convinced, but he was beyond convincing. He believed so firmly that I am dead. I am no more alive. I am dead. So they were taken him to a lot of psychiatrists and psychologists and they tried to explain him that you are dead. He says, no, I am. No, he said, they said, you are living. See, you are living, you are talking. He says, even dead can talk. Even dead needs food to eat. So nobody could convince him. It was so difficult. Then one doctor had an idea. He said, do you believe that dead body, if they are cut, they don't bleed? He said, yes. How can dead body bleed? Then he took him to his clinic and he took a knife and gave a cut on his body and he started bleeding. He said, see, you are bleeding. It means you are not dead. That person says, now I believe something else. Till now I was believed that dead bodies do not bleed. But now I understood that even dead bodies believe. Now I will spread this everywhere. Even you should learn a lesson now that dead bodies do bleed. So this is the new thing I have learned. I was living in world of illusion that dead bodies do not bleed. But now I understood that even dead bodies bleed. So this is known as belief system. Very difficult to change. So Baba is saying, if you want to give Father's introduction, give it by your face and your by your cheerful face. And the last thing is your face and behavior. Your chalan and chahra. This will make you into two things. Nirantar Yogi and Nirantar Sevadhari. We are not those yogis who are sitting so long you are in Baba's room, that time you are yogi, or so long when you are in Madhuban you are yogi. We are yogi all the time, where we are in the center, at office, in your, in traveling, or anywhere, eating, drinking, whatever we are doing, we are yogis. Nirantar yogi, constant yogi, and constant server. Because our service is not just by giving through speech, but by behavior, but by cheerful face, but by even the smriti. Sometime back there was a Murli, when you remain pure, you serve the whole world. So even the, when the smriti is pure, you are sitting alone in your room, you are not doing talking with anybody, but you are creating powerful, pure thoughts in your mind. Those thoughts are going out in the world and spreading vibrations, and you are serving the world. So these are the three things: smriti, harshit chehra, chalan and chehra. Smriti will turn you into chalta firta seva kendra, mobile center for service. Cheerful face will give father's introduction. And third thing, chalan and chehra, this will make you into nirantar yogi and nirantar sevadhari. Om Shanti.